Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Yes, we just bless you today and we bless our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank him for Jesus, huh? We thank him for Jesus. Had it not been for Jesus, where would we be? Yes, yes, yes. We just say hallelujah to you, Lord. Hallelujah to you, God. Thank you for just allowing us to see this day. Yes, we thank God for every listener near and far. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, because thou art with me. Yes, he's with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence, the very presence of my enemies. Huh? He anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I'm going to dwell in the house. I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord. I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord. In the very presence of an almighty God, huh? Yes, the very presence. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God. Thanking you for this minute. Thanking you for this moment that you alone have given us, God. Thanking you, God, for the activities of our limbs, God. For our minds, oh God, how you have kept us, Master. We are grateful today. We thank you, God, that we're able to be mobile. We can get around. We can do things. God, we are grateful today. We thank you. We thank you for Jesus. Oh, and we bless his holy name. We ask, oh God, that you look upon your people, Master. Your people, God. Teach us, oh God. Teach us how to stand up tall. Teach us how to girdle up. Teach us how to lash up our shoes, tighten them up. Teach us how to remain quiet sometimes. Teach us, oh God, how to be silent when it's completely necessary. God, only you can teach us. Oh, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to teach us, God. Teach us, Master. Teach us how to be doers of your word, oh God, not just a hearer, not just someone who comes and sit down and be entertained, but actually begin to use it, oh God. Let it get in the DNA that we have, God, that you have given us, Master. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Show us, God. Show us, Master. Use us, God. Use us for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And we thank God. We are grateful. We're going to just move quickly into our lesson. Yes, we thank God. We thank God for everything. Everything that he's doing today. Everything that he's going to do. We just give him praise. We say hallelujah, hallelujah to you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. When we're going through, we say hallelujah, Lord. Yeah, when things are well with us, we say hallelujah, God. When things are not well, we still say hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, God. We pray for protection, God, of families, God. Families who are going on vacations, Master. God, and that have been their last time to ever vacation. God, we ask you, Master, look upon families, God. Trust Draw us nigh to you, Master. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We will be careful to give you all the praise. We will give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. And we thank God. We thank God again. Our word today is, this was then and this is now. Repeat. This was then. And this is now. Yeah. We all have come from somewhere. Excuse me. Go get your water. Go get your water. We do know that in the beginning, we all came from creation. And that we know that God formed us. Even though we came through the womb of the woman, it was all about God. He was the one that created us. Let's be clear. Your biological mom. Yeah, your biological mom. The one that you were in the womb of. From the birth canal, that's where you derived. Yeah. A place where you lived in this sack for 9 whole months. We know completely pregnancy was for 9 months. The complete pregnancy was for 9 months. The thing about our then and our now is, in the then, have we learned something? Have we learned something in the then? Have our then time taught us anything? Are we able to rightfully state that we are an example of a change? Have we exactly gone to the place of repentance where we need, where we need to be before we continue on? Yeah, listen to that. This was then, and this is now. Yeah. There is not one who could say their then was always, has always been there now. A place where you're pleased with. A place where you can embrace oneself and show signs of happiness. You're pleased with. Where you have come from. You're pleased. You're satisfied. You're contented where you came from. Well, just turn with me real quickly to the book of Isaiah. We're going to go to Isaiah. We're going to go to Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. This is where I'm going to start, but we may finish a little further into this lesson. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up. And the train of his robe had filled the temple. The train. I said the train. You know the train that the bride has? The bride has a train, and she always likes to have a long train. Glory to God. Glory to God. Uzziah. Uzziah was the king of Judah. He became king when he was 16 years old. Can you think about that? 16. He was a teenager, but he was a king. Sat on a throne. Was a ruler. Yeah. The king dies. The king dies. And God, the living king, comes into view. Glory to God. Look at this. Look at this. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me with this. Isaiah sees the Lord. It is not shocking that Isaiah could see the Lord. Now we know that the scriptures have told us that no one has ever seen God. No one has been permitted to see God. But here we see, this is the lesson. in here, in Isaiah. Isaiah says he sees him. Isaiah's a prophet. Mm-hmm. Who's to say when you can see God? Who's to say when God is going to show himself to someone? Who can actually say this? Certainly not I. The Lord shows himself to whomever he chooses to expose his glory to. Hallelujah. Mm. Yeah. Verse 5 says, woe is me, for I'm undone. And I'm ruined because I am a man of unclean lips and I dwell, what? In the midst of the people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now look at what the Lord done. Look at what the Lord has done here. My mouth. He says my mouth is... it's filthy. My mouth has gall. It's filth. I've said some things that came from my heart that haven't always been right. Anybody could attest to this. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody could wear these shoes? Huh? If it's no more than just for a couple of minutes or just in this setting? Huh? Yeah. Matthew's. Chapter 12, verse 34 says, the things that proceeded out of thy mouth, they come from the heart. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Whatever you say that comes from your mouth is coming from your heart. Yeah, because see, your heart speaks, and then it comes out of your mouth. Your heart speaks to your spirit. Yeah, and then it comes out of the mouth. And then when it comes out of the mouth, then we hear sound, and we can actually hear it. But the heart is already spoken. Mm-hmm. Haven't always done the right thing. Haven't always thought the right thing. Haven't always thought the right thoughts. My deeds sometime were completely filthy and wretched and undone. Hello, am I talking to anybody? Wretched, unclean lips were a part of me. Unclean lips. This reminds me of a story of a girl trying to be accepted in her peers. Yeah, you know how when you're a certain age, you be trying to hang in there with your partners or hanging with your friends and all this here. You want to be with them, trying to use foul language. Huh? Trying to sound like them and say a couple of foul language words. Yeah, foul language. Oh, yeah. But one thing that was so noticeable when she tried to say these words, her friends would tell her, girl, you don't know how to use them words. It don't even sound right. It don't even sound right when you use it. Listen to that. Trying to hang in there with your partners, trying to hang in there with your friends, trying to be with your peers, trying to stay in the group, huh? Verse 7, and it he touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity and guilt are taken away, and your sin is completely atoned. Huh? Atoned. Atoned for. And forgiven. The then and the now. Look at the now. Look at the now. Look at the now. Living in the now. Glory to God. Living in the now. Anybody can attest to what the now feels like. Hallelujah. The now feel like I could just get up and run. I can shout. I can praise God. Hallelujah. When I look back at the then. When I look at then. When I look back at it. And think about the now. Isaiah. Look at Isaiah. God has the power. He has the power to clean us up and to wash and make us white as snow. Whiter than snow. Yeah. He has that kind of power. Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 8 says, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I. Here I am. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Yeah. What's coming out of the heart? What is coming out of the heart right now? What is coming out the heart that protrudes through the mouth? What is coming out? Yeah. A sense of repentance. A sense of humbleness. A sense of desire to follow an awesome God. A sense of obedience. Glory to God. Look at this. Isaiah says, here am I. Send me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All praises and honor belongs to God. God calls. In Isaiah, he accepts the call. He accepts it. Yeah. Turn with me quickly to John chapter 18. John chapter 18, verse 25. And it says, Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. So they said to him, you also are not of his disciples, are you? He, Peter, denied it and said, I am not. What is going on here? Peter, look closely. Look closely at this passage. Peter, his ever thought about the time. You ever thought about the time when you separated yourself from the church? You didn't want to have anything to do with the church. You didn't want anybody to come ask you anything about the church. You didn't want to talk about Bible study. You didn't want to talk about Sunday school. You didn't want to talk about praying. You didn't want to have anything to do with any of that. Why? Because in your world, that was old and phobic. I'm talking to you young people. It was old and it was phobic. Yeah. That wasn't a now thing. That wasn't the thing that you just take time and just enjoy. It wasn't something that you just take time and learn. It wasn't something that you just take time and indulge in. You didn't desire. Yeah, you didn't desire this. Yeah. We all have sinned. You're not by yourself. We all have actually sinned. Romans 3 and 23 says, no one can point a finger. Nobody could point a finger. Why? Because we haven't done one thing that if we've done something else. If we have done this, or if we haven't done that, then we did something else. No man, no one has been exempt, totally exempt from sin. Only our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Yeah, Romans 3 and 23 says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. When we said that, what we mean? What we simply mean is, I missed it. I missed the opportunity at that time to understand who God was. Because I was so wrapped up, I was tied up, I was indulging in my sin. My sin had engrossed me. Yeah. So I didn't have time. I didn't have time for no God. I didn't have time to be with him. I didn't have time to learn about him. I was all into the sin. Sin had encaptured me. Sin had overtook me. It had overshadowed me. I was completely indulged. I was immersed into sin. I was wrapped up in iniquity. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So I fell short. I was short all around. Yeah. Of the glory of God. Of the loving God. Of his Savior, Jesus Christ. Of his Son. I was so wrapped up in the sin that I didn't know who really, really loved me. I didn't know. I didn't spend time. I wasn't interested in learning. So I fell short. Short. Completely short. So here we see Peter denies knowing Jesus. Was it just to escape debt? Or was he just completely fearful of what they would do to him? Fear. Fear had grabbed his heart. Fear had grabbed his spirit. Fear. Yeah. Fear. That was then. Look at this. Turn to Acts chapter 2 and verse 14. And we're going to walk right into the now. We're going to walk into the now on the day of Pentecost. The Pentecost arrived. They were all together in one place. Glory to God. They were on one accord now. There was no bickering. None of that. There was no arguing going on. There was no disagreements. They were just loving each other. They were just enjoying the fellowship of one another. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what that would feel like? Just to be with folks that just love you for you, just not for what you could do, not for what you have, or not for what you're gonna have, just for you. Glory to God. Glory to God, huh? Pentecost. Pentecost simply means that the Christians' festival, the celebrating the descendants of the Holy Spirit on the disciples of Jesus after his ascension, was held on the seventh Sunday after Easter. Listen to that. Listen to that. How many of us actually celebrate the day of Pentecost? How many take time and just think about the day of Pentecost? How many yearn to be in a fellowship of the way it was on the day of a Pentecost? It was awesome. Yes, it was awesome. On this special occasion, in verse 14, yeah, the one who denied Jesus, the one that said he didn't know him, he had nothing to do with him. In verse 14, Peter stands up. Yeah, he stands up. He stands up with the 11, and he lifts up his voice, and he addresses them. Peter, yeah, ministers in Judah, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you. This is what Peter had to say. Yeah, Peter, the one who didn't know Jesus, he didn't have anything to do with him. Men of Judah and all who dwell in Jerusalem, he said, let it be made known to you. He said, give ear to my words. He said, sometime a call to attention. A call to attention is necessary. Hello? Yeah. Sometime you got to shake things up. You got to get everybody to see and hear. It's a call to attention. Yeah. It's a time to sit up. It's a time to get quiet. It's a time to pay very close attention. Peter began to walk in the now. Peter begins to teach and opens up the word of God to many who knew nothing about him. God can use whoever he chooses. Whoever he chooses, he can use. The poor, the rich, the educated, the untaught, the untrained. He can cross many racial barriers. Yeah. Yes. He will use whoever he desires. Young, the old. He is no respect of person. This is found in Acts chapter 10, verse 34. It says that he can make a donkey talk if he need to. A donkey could talk. In Numbers 22 and 28. In Psalms 104, God says, if it became necessary, the rocks will cry out in praises for me. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to praise him, don't hinder me, because I'm going to praise a living Savior. Yeah. He's a living Savior. And he's in this world with us today. Yeah. We all know the story of Saul, who was later called Paul, and how he terrorized the Christians. He literally hated Christians, bringing public trials on many families. Saul was present when the first Christian martyr was actually killed, Stephen, in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 1. Mm-hmm. But we also know that the kids used to say every dog has a day. Every dog has a ending. Uh-huh. You continually to do things and do things and do things, and you think this is the right way to go. But at one point, at one time in your life, you will soon learn no more, no longer. In Acts chapter 9, verse 4, that was the day that changed Saul. He was changed. He was changed. He fell to the ground. Mm-hmm. And then he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Now just put yourself, put your name in that spot. Whatever your name is, God has been asking you many times, why? Why are you persecuting me? Why are you hating my people? Why are you hating the Christians? Why are you hating the children who want to pray? Why are you doing this? Yeah, yeah. He fell to the ground. Mm-hmm. But the question came from heaven. Now, you know the Heavenly Father knew the answer to that question. You knew he knew it. Yeah. That was the then. Folks, we are afraid of Saul. Folks were afraid of him. They were literally afraid of him. They had every reason to be completely terrified. In verse 13, Ananias answered the Lord. He said, I have heard many people tell me about this man, especially how evil he was. Evil. Saul was very evil. He hated the Christians. He persecuted them. Yeah, yeah, listen to this. Verse 14 says, but he is here and has authority over the high priest to put in chains all who call on your name. Anybody who would say the name of Jesus, Saul was going to kill them. Yeah. But a change took place. Yeah, a change took place. In verse 15, the Lord said to Ananias, he said to go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the descendants of Israel. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for this word. Thank you, God, for the then, and thank you for the now, God, that you give us. Oh, we just give you praise, and we thank you, Master. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. We look forward to having you back here with us next Friday night for the then and then the now, because we're in the now. We're walking in the now. We look forward to having you on Sundays with God-Favored Ministries. Amen.